May the grace of the Lord be with us.
啊，愿神的恩惠与我们同在。
Tonight we would like to talk about the story of the daughter of Jacob.
啊，今天我们要来探讨的是啊雅各的女儿的故事。
Jacob has 12 sons and only one daughter.
雅各他有十二个儿子，然后只有一个女儿。
Her name was Dinar.
她的名字是。
After reading her life story, I have only one conclusion, that is, it is very dangerous to be curious sometimes.
当我读完这个故事之后，我只有一个结论，就是，有时候好奇会造成我们的危险。
So tonight, we will discuss about the danger of curiosity.
所以今天晚上我们要讨论的是，好奇的危险。
When you think about it, there are some good curiosity.
你们觉得有一些好奇是好的呢？
If Isaac Newton do not have a curiosity, he won't be able to find out the theory of gravity.
如果牛顿他没有这个好奇心的话，他就没有办法发现这个地心引力。
When the apple fall down to the ground, he started curious how come it did not fly to the sky. Instead, he fall down to the ground.
当他看到苹果往地上掉的时候，他就觉得好奇，为什么没有往上飞，反而是往下掉。
When Columbus did not have curiosity, he won't be able to find this new land.
如果哥伦布没有这个好奇心的话，他就没有办法发现这个新大陆。
So curiosity, in a way, make human beingprogress.
所以好奇心在某些程度上面让这个人的让人更进步。
But if people is curious about sin, then we can see it bring many, many dangerous.
但是如果一个人对这个罪有好奇心的话，却反而会带来很多的危险。
So let's try to review and study the life of Dinah. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 34.
让我们看到创世纪第三十四章。
Genesis 34。
创世纪第三十四章。
Verse 1。
第一节。
Genesis 34, verse 1。
创世纪三十四章第一节。
34, verse 1。
第一节。
Now Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had born to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land.I will just mention that Dinah was brought up in among all the brothers.
我们刚刚已经说过，迪拿她，她只有弟兄们。
She must be very beloved by all her brothers.
我相信她应该是被他们家人所疼爱。
She used to live in her grandfather, Jacob's uncle's house.
他们曾经住在。
They used to live in Padan Aram.
他们之前住在
巴丹亚兰
Padan-Aram.
Over there, they have the same race.
在那边，他们都是同样的种族。
Now they walk hundreds of miles to the new land, the land of Canaan.
他们走了好几很长的一段路来到这个新的地，就是迦南地。
The race was different.
在那边的种族跟他们不一样。
Everything was new to her.
她每一件事情对她都是新鲜的。
So she liked to go out to see the daughters of the land of Canaan.
所以她就想要出去看看那地的女子。
You see, when a boy and a girl grow up, she become more independent.
当小孩子长大，他们就更加独立。
They can choose where to go.
他们能够选择他们要去的地方。
And sometimes if you choose the wrong place, it might bring very bad consequences.
但是如果我们选择了错误的地方，却有可能带来很不好的后果。
Many people grow up recorded was recorded in the Bible.
在圣经里面记载许多人成长。
Jesus grew up.When he was 12 years old, he chose to stay in the temple for longer days.
耶稣在圣经里面记载，当他十二岁的时候，他选择在圣殿里面多待留。
He would stay there to ask questions, to listen to the sermons.
他留在那里 听着讲道，然后问问题。
When Moses grew up, he refused to be called the daughters of Pharaoh's the sons of Pharaoh's daughter.
当摩西长大之后，他不想要成为这个法老女儿的儿子。
He knew who he was, and he chose to be a slave, just like his fellow people.
他知道他的身份，所以他选择了就像他们其他。他从同种族人一样是一个奴隶。
But now Dinah grew up and she chose to indulge herself, to export herself to a sinful world.
但是这里迪拿她长大了，她就想要去看看这个外面这个罪恶的世界。
You know that the land of Canaan, according to Leviticus chapter 18, it was a very sinful place.
在利未记十八章记载，我们可以知道迦南地是一个很罪恶的地。
Over here, the Bible says that you should not learn from the people of Canaanites because they uncover the nakedness of their father, of their mother, of their uncles, of their aunties, of their any siblings.
神告诉以色列人说，不要向迦南人学习，因为他们的行为是很邪恶。
They even commit evil things with animals.
甚至他们与兽交合。
They even have homosexuality over there in this land.
甚至在那里，那时候就有同性恋。
And now did not know anything. See, out of curiosity, she just want to check out what is going on with this strange land.
所以在这里，迪拿他并不知道任何事情，他只是因为好奇心想要去看看这个世界。
See, out of innocence, sometimes, really, especially to a single world, it bring us many disasters.
所以是一个纯真的心，但是这样的行为却有可能带来许多的危险。
Chapter 34, verse 1, we can see that, the Bible did not say one day Dina went to see the daughter's land. It implied to us that this is not the first time.That did not went there.
从第三十四章第一节，我们可以看到，这里并没有说，迪拿他出去，这有可能不是他的第一次。
This could be repeatedly. He just, you know, try to figure out what was going on in that land.
他有可能出去了很多次，想要看看这一块地到底是什么样。
See, if a man is curious about sin and then start to tarry and continue visiting sinful place, later on.She cannot get out of it.
虽然他因为借着好奇心，他去了这个罪恶的之地很多次，但是最后却没有办法从这里逃出来。
Let's try to read Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 8.
我们看到传道书第十章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 8.
传道书第十章第八节。
Chapter 10 verse 8 and verse 9.
传道书第十章第八第九节。
He who digs a pit will fall into it, and whoever breaks through a wall will be bitten by a serpent. Verse 9.
第九节。
He who quarries stones may be hurt by them, and he who splits wood may be endangered by it. Whatever you do, especially if it is a dangerous stuff, eventually you got to be hurt. You will be hurt by those dangerous actions.
不管你做了不管你做什么，只要是危险的事物的话，你都有可能因此而受伤。
See, if you keep digging pits, it's very likely you will fall into pits eventually.
如果你在挖陷阱的话，自己就有可能掉在其中。
If you keep breaking the wall because there are a lot of serpents hiding over there, one day you might be beaten by the serpents over there.
如果你一直拆墙的话，因为那里有很多的蛇藏在那里，你总有一天会被蛇咬。
If you have a chance to clean your yard, chopping all the woods, you experience that, you know, once upon a time my wife's eyes almost got hit.Ice ball almost got hit by the wood.
如果你有这个砍这个木头的经验的话，你有可能就像有一次我太太她因为砍这个木头，眼睛差点受到伤害。
So a person should not keep continuously be curious about sin, to go into the sinful world.
所以，人不要因为着好奇心而进入到这个罪恶的世界。
Let's turn to another one, Isaiah chapter 5 verse 18.
我们再看到另外一节。以赛亚书第五章第十八节。
Isaiah chapter 5 verse 18.
以赛亚书第五章第十八节。
Some people enjoy going to Las Vegas very often.
有些人很喜欢去拉斯维加斯。
Or they think they can handle it, no problem. Yeah, they can see all kinds of different shows. They can play all kinds of different games, and they think that they will never get addicted. They will never be influenced by it.
他们觉得他们可以不管他们可以看很多的不同的 show， 也可能。去玩很多不同的 游戏，但是他们觉得他们不会因此而上瘾。
But once, twice, and third times, you notice that you know really people will get addicted, and people's mind will be polluted.
但是经过一次、两次、三次之后，你就会发现人其实是会上瘾的，而且人的心会因此而受到污染。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 5 verse 18.
那我们看以赛亚书第五章第十八节。
Woe to those who draw iniquities with cords of vanity and sing as if with a cart rope. Some people like to draw the sin with a rope, as if they can control their sin. Yeah, they can draw it as just as if they are able to control it.
在这里说，有些人以为可以用绳来控制这个罪。
No problem. I mean, wine, cigarettes, drugs, no problem. I can handle. I've never got addicted. Just as if he can control it.
他们觉得像喝酒、抽烟、毒品这些东西，他们觉得他们可以想，好像说可以去控制它。
But one day, if the iniquity grows very long, very large, very great, you are not able to control it anymore.
但是总有一天，这个罪会长到非常的大，到你没有办法去控制它。
As you know that I got a dog in my house.
你知道我在家里有一条狗。
It was a huge dog.
是一条很大的狗。
When my wife tried to walk the dog in the street, she find a lot of troubles to walk the dog.
当我太太遛狗的时候，她发觉到有很多的困难。
It's okay. My son have no problem. He's about the same size as me now.
我的儿子现在没有什么问题，因为他跟我。
But I think the dog was getting bigger, yeah, because it was a very huge dog. It is a very huge dog.
但我想这个狗还会再长大，因为它是一条很大的。
A lot of time we think we can control sin like we can control our puppy, little dogs.
有时候觉得我们说有可能觉得我们可以控制这个罪，像我们可以控制
小狗一样。But one day when we got addicted, step by step, little by little, bit by bit, bite by bite.We will be overcome by those kind of sinful words, sinful things.
但是总有一天，一点一点的，我们总有一天会被这个罪来胜过。
So, brothers and sisters, do not think that we are stronger than temptation.
所以弟兄姐妹们，不要觉得我们比这个试探还要强壮。
Anybody fall into temptation can barely get out of temptation, no matter who he is. Yeah.
不管是谁，只要现在这个试探之中，总是很很不容易的才逃出来。
Therefore, those prayers teach us that, you know, we pray that Lord lead us not into temptation.
所以在主道文中，只要教导我们主啊，让我们不要陷入试探。
See, a lot of time we like to have fun, we like to explore a lot of curious stuff.
有时候我们想要追求这个新奇好玩。
We think it's innocent. There's nothing wrong about it.
虽然我们或许会觉得这好像是没有什么。
I read an article today.
我今天读了一篇文章。
Talk about before September 11.
讲到在911之前。
You know, there was a young man who sit on the airplane. He was joking to, he make jokes to the stewardess.
有一个年轻人他在飞机上跟这个空服员在开玩笑。
Nancy, he wrote a note to that lady.
他写了一张纸给那位空服员。
He said it's fun, you know. He said I have a bomb with me.
他就觉得好玩，他就说，我身上有一颗炸弹。
And he just gave this paper to the lady.
他就把这张纸交给那位女空服员。
You know, before September 11, everybody know that, you know, it could be a joke, you see.
在911之前，大家可能就觉得这是一个玩笑。
Then later on, the lady took away the piece of paper.
在之后这位空服员拿走了这张纸。
And after the airplane landed,
在飞机降落之后
，the airplane was surrounded by a lot of FBI guys.
这个飞机被联邦调查局探员所围绕。
This guy have to face 18 years of jail time, possibly jail time.
这个年轻人他有可能要面临了18年的牢狱。
See, the thing is, it was fun, it was nothing, you know, it's simply a joke.
他觉得这只是
See, a lot of times we think that, you know, going to some places only for fun, only a joke, but later on, it might bring a lot of disasters.
虽然, 有时候我们觉得去某些地方只是好玩, 只是好奇, 但是有时候却会为我们带来很多的危险。
Now, Dinar was curious about the sinful world. The Bible continued to say that, you know, she went out and she received trouble, yeah?
所以在这里, 迪拿他出去, 看看这个新奇的世界, 但是之后却, 圣经告诉我们, 他遇到了困难,
Let's continue reading Genesis chapter 34, verse 2.
我们继续念, 创世纪第34章第2节,
34, verse 2.
34章第2节,
And when Sichem, the son of Hamor, the Hivites, the prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her. 3. His soul was strongly attracted to Dinar, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. When he went out to see the girls in the land,
当他,
when she,
当迪拿出去看这个地的女子们,
she wanted to see something, but she was saw by some other people.
她想要出去看看这个世界, 但是她却被其他, 另外的人看上。
Reading this story, it reminds me of a story that, you know, we Chinese people has, yeah? Chinese people have a story called 螳螂捕蝉，黄雀在后, right? Animal tried to catch an insect, but a bird was behind. Not animal. 螳螂, it's a kind of insect tried to eat a smaller insect, but the bird was behind that insect tried to catch it. Yeah.
所以, 我们中国有一句话是, 螳螂捕蝉，黄雀在后。
See, Dinah was like curious, you know, try to gain something, try to prey on something, but then she was prey by someone else.
所以迪拿在这里，他只是想要去得到一些东西，但是他却不知道后面还有更大的危机在等着他。
So you can see that she must be feel very sad after that action, that event, yeah?
所以我们想他在那事情发生之后，他的
You can see the gentleman, I won't call him gentleman, I will call him, this guy got to speak a lot of kind word to her later on. You can see that Dinah must be feel very sad.
所以这个人事件他在事发之后用甜言蜜语的安慰他，我们可以知道Dinah在这里非常的难过。
From verse 2, you can see that this guy cannot control his desire.
我们从第二节可以知道世界他没有办法控制他的情绪。
Took her, lay with her and violated her. This is kind of very evil thing in the eyes of Jacob's family.
他所以在第二节这里讲到，他拉住他，与他行淫，玷辱他，这个是非常罪恶的事情。
See, Dinah was a chosen person, was from the chosen race.
我们知道迪拿是，他是从拣选的族类出来的。
But she was totally humiliated at this point of time.
但是他却在这里这时候被
If you continue reading, actually, she got locked up or retained in the prince's house.
我们之后继续读下去之后，我们可以知道他被这个事件所关起来。
So you can see that if a member of God, he step out from the boundaries of God's protection, she might encounter trouble.
所以我们知道，虽然是拣选的族类，但是如果 踏出这个护栏的话，我们也有可能遇到危险。
Brothers and sisters, we got to understand that we have the protection from our Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要知道我们从神来的保护。
After we are baptized, the Bible says that we have angels guarding His peoples. We have angels protecting us.
在我们受洗之后，圣经告诉我们，有天使在保护着我们。
But you see, there's a boundary that God, if we do not leave this boundary, we will receive protection. If we step out of the boundary, going into the sinful world, we might lose protection. Yeah?
但是如果我们虽然有这个护栏，但是如果我们踏出这个护栏，我们就来到这个罪恶的世界，我们就有可能遇到危险。
As we have learned in the Garden of Eden, there were four rivers, and one of them was Euphrates.
我们知道在伊甸园里面有四条河，其中一条是幼弗拉底河。
And actually, the promised land to Abraham, the boundary was from Euphrates River to Egyptian River.
当时神应许亚伯拉罕的之地呢，这个边界呢是从幼弗拉底河一直到埃及河。
So actually, the promised land was very huge, including nowadays Iraq, Yemen. Those kind of lands are supposed to be promised to descendants of Abraham.
所以那一块应许之地其实是非常大的，甚至是到今天的甚至是伊拉克那块那些地方也都是在里面。
And the Lord has been talk about this territory to His people from generation to generation.
神让一代一代传下去，说这一块地是要成为他们应许之地。
Let's read Genesis chapter 15, verse 18.
让我们看到创世纪第十五章第十八节。
Genesis 15, 18.
创世纪第十五章第十八节。
15:18。
十五章第十八节。
On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, "To your descendants, I have given the land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates." So Abraham promised, God promised Abraham about the land is from Egyptian river to river Euphrates.
从这里呢，神应许亚伯拉罕他的地是从埃及河直到伯拉大河之地。
And God mentioned the same thing to Moses, and Moses talked about the same thing to his people. Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
神也告诉了摩西，摩西也这样子，告诉了以色列人。
Deuteronomy 1, chapter 1, verse 5 to 7.
生命记第一章第五节。
5 to 7.
生命记第一章第五到第七节。
This size of Jordan in the land of Moab. In the land of Moab, Moses began to explain this law, saying, 6, the Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. 7, turn and take your journey and go to the mountain of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places.In the plain, in the mountains, and in the lowland, in the south, and on the sea coast, to the land of Canaanites, and to the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. Again, Moses, when he talked about the law, mentioned about the promised land is up to the river Euphrates, yeah?
所以在这里摩西讲说律法讲到他这个应许之地一直到伯拉大河之地。
Let's turn to another one.
我们再看另外一个。
加索。
约书亚。
When it comes to the generation of Joshua, God repeated the same thing.
到约书亚的时候，神也是说同样的话。
Let's read Joshua verse 1. Let's skip from verse, skip verse 1 to 3, huh? Let's simply read verse 4.
我们看约书亚记第一章第四节。
Maybe we read verse 1, huh? After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that, The Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Let's jump to verse 4.
跳到第四节。
From the wildernesses and the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. Joshua, you know what?Your land is up to Euphrates, to the seashore, yeah?
在这里，约书亚也知道他这个应许之地一直到伯拉大河。
You see, this is the boundary of God's promised land.
所以这个是神所应许之地的界限。
And who is the guy, who is the person who was able to fulfill the promise of God?
是谁能够成全这个应许呢？
When David became king, he was able to overcome to the land, up to the river Euphrates, yeah?
所以当大卫当王的时候，他可以他一直得胜，直到把这个地这他的疆界直到有。
No wonder God made covenant with David and saying that your descendants will be kings forever.
所以神与大卫立约说，你的子孙要永远做王。
But at the king of Solomon, when King Solomon started to sin, what happened?
但是当所罗门王开始犯罪的时候。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 11.
让我看看列王记上第十一章。
1 Kings chapter 11.
列王记上第十一章。
1 Kings 11. Verse 4.
列王记上第十一章第四节。
First King chapter 11 verse 4.
十一章第四节。
For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. Solomon at his old age sinned against God.
所罗门在年老的时候，像
sin against God.
像犯罪了。
Now that's read verse 11, yeah, 14, yeah.
我们看到第十四节。
Now the Lord raised up an adversary against Solomon. The adversary, the original text is Satan. Now the Lord raised up Satan against Solomon, yeah.
在第十四节这里说到神使以东人兴起，但在原文是讲到是撒旦。
Verse 23.
第二十三节。
And God raised up another adversary against him. Again, raised up another Satan against him. Yeah.
在二十三节也讲到神也兴起了另外一个撒旦来做。
Verse 25.
所罗门的敌人。
He was an adversary of Israel all the days of Solomon. So you can see that, you know, the boundary started to decrease when Solomon started to sin. Yeah.
所以我们可以知道。当所罗门犯罪的之后，这个界限开始慢慢的减少。
So brothers and sisters, it's very clear to us right now.
所以对我们非常清楚。
As long as you believe in the Lord, you have a boundary that the promised land has been given to you.
当我们相信神的时候，我们就有这个界限。
The promised land refer to the church.
这个应许之地就是在预表着教会。
It's the love of God.
是神的爱。
We should not go across the boundaries.
所以我们不应该超出这个界限。
You see, if we go across boundary, right? A lot of times, a lot of things might happen in our life. Yeah.
当我们超不出这个界限，我们知道有些时候这个事情会在我们
身上发生。The Bible says that Lot sit at the city gate. Lot sit at the city gate.
在圣经里面记载着罗德坐在城门。
Of course, you refer that God was an officer in that land. Yeah.
知道我们从这里就知道罗德是在那个城当一个官员。
But you can see city gate is not very far from outside the city. Yeah, Lot stay at the city gate as if you know he step into the sinful world, but not very far away, not into the sinful world. Yeah, but still he was inside the boundary of sinful world.
虽然我们知道城门这离外面的世界非常的近。虽然他坐在这个城门，他虽然还没有到这个罪恶世界里面，但是他却离那个不远。
Actually, he was in the sinful world, but he was not into the center of the sinful world. Yeah.
虽然他是在这个罪恶世界，但他还没有到这个世界的中心。
So, for this is the last, not that, do not play with sin, because when we get out the boundary of God, no protection at all. Yeah.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们不要在这个罪中玩耍。
Once upon a time, there was a brother told me.
有一次，有一个弟兄告诉我。
He said, "Really, thank God."
他说感谢神。
Recently, he had a lot of trouble.
最近有许多的困难。
I said, "Why do you thank God when you have trouble?"
你为什么在这个困难当中，你还要感谢神呢？
He said, "Oh, because this is a reminding of God."
他说，因为这个是神对我的提醒。
If without those kind of reminding, I might continue going to the wrong direction.
他说如果没有神的提醒的话，我或许会继续走往错的地方走。
A lot of time, God allows bad things to happen to remind us that maybe we are at the border of the boundary.
神有时候用一些不好的事情来提醒我们，告诉我们，我们或许在这个界限的旁边。
Brother, at that time we shall return, otherwise disaster strategy will occur.
所以当那个时候，我们就要赶快的回来，不然这个悲剧就会。
Can you imagine that there was a wall and a stone got taken away, the wall collapsed, the land collapsed, everything just collapsed.
你能不能想象那里有一面墙，但是把这颗石头拿掉，这个墙或这之后的东西全部开始倒塌。
Can you see that Dinah's event, yeah, just like a stone, yeah, he just went out from that boundary, yeah. Later on, you can see many tragedies occurs. Yeah, let's talk about the Sichem, the people of in the city of Sichem first.
所以对你来说，这块石头就好像它所发生的事情，把它拿走之后，但是 之后的所发生的事情就让这个全部都改变了。让我们看看看这个事件地方，这个地方的人。
Loss one stone caused downslide 啊，有时候一块石头拿掉了哈，整个地就垮了啦，整个山坡就瘫掉了。That's wicked read the disasters. Loss Sikkims, yeah, later on Sikkim, the princess tried to marry Dinah, yeah.
在之后这事件，他这个人他想要娶迪娜。
Let's read Genesis 34.
那我们看到参考回创世纪第三十四章。
34 verse 4.
第三十四章第四节。
So Sikkim spoke to his father, Hamor, saying, "Give me this young woman as wife."See, if we read the original text, yeah, get me this young woman as a wife is a very impolite statement to a father.
如果我们看原文的话，事件在这里对他父亲这样说，求你让。
In original text, there's no 求 okay?、没有求。
让在原文中，他这里没有这个求这个字，就是说。把这个女子给我为妻。
We can see this is a very spoiled prince.
我们知道，可以看到他这个人是被溺爱过度。
And we can see this guy was not afraid of the angry brothers of Dinah, yeah.
我们也知道，事件这个人他也不对迪拿的这些弟兄们感到害怕。
That's read verse 12. He thought that money can solve everything.
那我们看到第十二章，他觉得这个钱可以解决一切事情。
He said, verse 12.
他说
，Ask me ever so much dowry and gift, and I will give according to what you say to me. But give me the young woman as a wife. He thought that you know, I can give you anything you like, but you know, he thought money can solve everything.
他觉得不管你跟我要什么。我都可以给你，因为他觉得金钱可以解决一些事情。
Later on, the sons of Jacob was very tricky.
之后呢，雅各的儿子们他们非常的
诡诈。They say that you know we don't want anything. We just want you guys to receive circumcision because our sister cannot marry uncircumcision circumcised person.
所以他就告诉他，我们不要任何东西，我只要你们能接受割礼，因为我的妹子她不能嫁一个没有未受割礼。
We can see that after this event, Sikkim, the prince, really loved Dinah, so he would do anything, including this event.
我们可以从中可以看到这个事件，这个人他是非常爱迪娜的，甚至为他受割礼，他也愿意做。
We also see that those two guys, Sikkim and his father, are standard, a typical politician figure.
但是我们可以看到事件跟他父亲就好像很标准的政治的人物。
Let's read chapter 34, verse 20 to 24.
那我们看到三十四章第二十到第二十四节。
This is what the let's read, huh?
那我们读。
And Hamor and Sikkim his son came to the gate of their city and spoke with the man of their gate of their city, saying, 21. These men are at peace with us. Therefore, let them dwell in the land and trade in it. For indeed the land is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us as wife, and let us give them our daughters. Verse 22. Only on this condition were the men.Consent to dwell with us, to be one people. If every male among us is circumcised as they are circumcised. 23. Will not their livestock, their property, and every animal of theirs be ours? Only let us consent to them, and they will dwell with us. See, political figure only says something you like to hear. Yeah?
你知道政治人物，他们只说你想听的话。
Over here, the speech never talk about Sikkim's sinful deeds. Actually, never talk about his personal ambitions. Only talk about what the people in the city will gain.
在这一段话中没有讲到事件所犯的错，但是却只跟他们那些人讲说他们会得到的利益。
It says that if we marry them, yeah, if we circumcise, yeah, we can get their daughter and we can get their animal, their properties.
然后他只讲到说，如果我们接受割礼的话，我们会可以得到他们的女儿，也可以得到他们的财物。
And everybody say, okay, we agree with the proposal.
所以每个人都觉得这是很好的。
All the male received circumcision.
所以所有的男人都接受了割礼。
And the third day, when everybody feel very hurt.
所以当第三天的他们感到疼痛的时候。
The tricky sons of Jacob, you know, namely Simon and Levi, yeah, took a sword and went to the city and killed all the males in that city. Yeah.
所以当第三天，他们雅各两个儿子，西缅和利未就。拿刀杀了所有的人。
This is a disaster in the city of Shechem, just because of Dinah went out of the boundary.
所以这个是事件，他们家所接受的患难，只因为 Dinah 他走出了他的界限。
And not only Shechem, this house, all males got destroyed, got killed by these two sons. Even Jacob's family suffered too.
所以不止事件，他们家所有男丁都被杀，但是雅各家也受到了
You remember the previous chapter, Jacob just purchased a land in Shechem.
我们从前面可以知道，雅各在事件才刚买了一块地。
After this event, Jacob cannot do anything but run away from his property.
但是在这一件事情之后，雅各只能够逃跑，没有办法做什么事。
And later, actually, because of their violent, the Levi's violent and Simon's violent, these two persons did not receive blessing.When Jacob started to bless his 12 people, yeah, these two guys actually did not receive any blessing at all.
在最后，西缅和利未这两个人，因为他们所做的恶行呢，在最后，雅各在祝福他的儿子们的时候，他们却没有得到祝福。
So just by a little step, stepping out of the brother, choosing people, that steps, yeah, also caused great troubles to Jacob's family.
所以就是。虽然是小小的一个动作离开他的这个界限，但是却带来为他们家中带来很大的困难。
Also Dinah herself, the Bible teaches later on we notice that Dinah never got married later on.
在之后我们也知道 Dinah 在他一生中没有再结婚。
Let's read Genesis chapter 46.
我们看到创世纪第四十六章。
15.This recorded all the members came out of Canaan and went to Egypt. Yeah.
这里讲到所有家中的人，然后他们家中的人，然后去到埃及。
64:15, they were the sons of Leah, who she bore to Jacob in Padan Aram, with his daughter Dinah. You can see that daughter Dinah never recorded Dinah has any husband, any children at all. She remained her single foot.Until she was old.
所以在十五节这里，我们可以看到Dinah她并没有记载她有结婚或者是有儿子。
She stepped out of the boundary.
她走到这个界限之外。
Her body was defiled.
她受到了侮辱。
Her emotion was hurt.
她的情感受到了伤害。
She was captured in Shechem's house.
她被关在事件的家里。
Later on, she got saved by his two brothers.
虽然她之后被她的两个哥哥所救。
But From then, she did not marry any person.
但是她之后却没有跟任何人结婚。
So, brother and sister, this really tells us the dangers of curiosity.
所以从这里的确告诉了我们这个好奇的危险。
We can choose anything we like to do.
我们可以选择我们想要做的任何事情。
But it could cause great influence.
但是有可能会给我们带来很大的影响。
Recently, I heard a term.
最近我听到一个名词。
It says that curiosity killed the cat.
这就是说，猫的好奇心杀了这只猫。
I check with my children. What does it mean by curiosity killed the cat?
我问我的孩子们说，为什么这个猫的好奇心会害死那只猫？
He started to play a game with me.My son started to play a game with me.
我的儿子跟我玩一个游戏。
Anyway, it's a silly game. After the game, I still do not understand what is the curiosity killed the cat.
虽然在这个游戏之后，我还是不了解为什么好奇心会害了一只猫。
Later on, I log into the internet.
之后我上网。
There are a lot of discussion about this term, curiosity killed the cat. Many people claim that curiosity will never kill a cat.
我在网就发现有网络上有很多人都在讨论这句话，有些人觉得好奇心并不会害死一只猫。
But I read and I saw a videotape concerning curiosity and cat.
但我看到了一段影片关于这个猫还有它的好奇心。
A guy was videotape his cat, yeah.
有一个人在拍他的那只猫。
He got a ceiling fan. He got a ceiling fan that is moving.
他有一个在天花板上的这个电风扇。
It was moving, yeah.
也在转电。
And there was a strip.A strip.
有一条绳子。
And then he noticed that his cat will jump up from the bed and catch the strip, right? And just start to turn with the fan, yeah.
所以他就看到他的猫从床上跳上去抓那条绳子，然后就跟着绳子在转。
And one turn, two turn, three times, and then bam, he throw himself into the wall.
然后转了几圈之后就被甩出去撞到墙。
Then he says that curiosity, even though it did not kill the cat, it really damaged the cat.
所以他说，这个好奇心，虽然没有杀了那只猫，但是却让它受到伤害。
Again, we say that there are good curiosity and bad curiosity. Yeah.
所以我们知道有好的好奇心，但是有坏的好奇心。
We know for sure anybody is curious about sinful world.
但是我们知道，如果有人对这个罪恶的世界感到好奇
，the consequences could be like Dinar's family, cause innocent people to die, cause her family to hurt, cause her own self to suffer.
所以，最后的结果就可能像 Dinar 的一家人，让这个无辜人受到伤害，然后让他们自己家人也受到困难痛苦
，and also herself.
然后他自己也，受到了伤害。
Let's sing him.
那我们唱诗。
439
首。